Chapter 7. Beginning Homeland Protection. When the Situation Room called me on a Sunday night in 1995, with word that something had happened in Tokyo, the first reports had indicated chemical weapons. First reports are usually wrong, but I drove into the Situation Room, just in case. My calls to the CIA, FBI, and State Department told me nothing more than CNN had told me. So I called the Department of Health and Human Services. I had earlier formed an interagency working group on terrorism and weapons of mass destruction. Two people had stood out as can-do activists. One was Lisa Gordon Haggerty at the Department of Energy. She had linked up the scientists at the department's nuclear labs with the commandos of the Joint Special Operations Command, and she was conducting field exercises on what you do when you have to get a nuclear bomb away from terrorists. The other impressive member of the group was Frank Young at the Public Health Service in the Department of Health and Human Services. The Public Health Service is a bizarre civilian-military hybrid. Part of HHS, the officers of the Public Health Service wear Navy uniforms and use Navy ranks. So Frank was not just a doctor, he was also an admiral. In his spare time, he was a Protestant minister. Frank had created a nationwide network of chemical and biological weapons experts and medical personnel to investigate whether any unusual medical reports that might come in from time to time were actually reflecting covert terrorist use of chemical or biological weapons. On that Sunday night in March 1995, I called Frank from the Situation Room. "Admiral? Doctor? Reverend? Frank?" I began. "Something funny going on in Tokyo." "From the press reports, it sounds like a nerve agent gas was released," Frank replied. "I'm putting together a team to fly out there as soon as possible and help the Japanese figure it out." "Sounds good, Frank. See what you can find out, and we'll have a CSG meeting in the morning." That Monday morning was the first time Health and Human Services had ever attended a meeting of the Core Counterterrorism Security Group in the Situation Room. Frank Young had a full report ready. The agent employed was sarin nerve gas, but apparently not at full military dose. The group responsible was a religious cult known as Shunrikyo. By now, I had had enough experience with CIA and FBI to doubt that they would ever have heard of Shunrikyo. I was not disappointed. They had nothing in their files.